day, football fans. Welcome to the Capital One Cup podcast. I'm James Sharman, joined by Thomas Dobby and Brendan Dunlop. I jest, of course, but listen, fellas, it's been a big week in the Capital One Cup, the League Cup. Thomas Dobby glowing over there.
Big time.
Sheffield United move on through, beat the power that is MK Dons. Tom.
Too late goals. Are
you, I mean, you've always been a big fan of this tournament.
Huge
fan. You never criticize it.
My second favorite tournament after the Europa League, for sure. Yeah, it's great. I like it now.
You freaking hypocrite.
So no broadcasters out there are able to call it by any name before. You will not be forgiven by any incorrect description of the Capital One Cup.
It's a Capital One Cup.
We don't get many glory days, but, we seem to be a cup team. We semi-final last year in the FA Cup. Now a quarterfinal in the glamorous Capital One Cup.
You think you'd be better off in playoffs, wouldn't you, if you're a good cup team?
You'd think so.
Mm.
Yeah.
Destined for the playoffs, though.
Yeah.
This year,
destined,
right?
So up
in sixth place now.
As Tom taught us to be, off air just now, destined for the playoffs in League One.
And Sharman and I are going to go to the Capital One Cup final. I think it's what, first weekend of February usually?
Around there, yeah.
Liverpool
Blades, against the Blades?
Yeah. We're going
to
get spanked.
Can you imagine if I honestly admitted to the listeners out there, after all the hate I've given this tournament over the years, that I'm spending a grand to go and see Liverpool in the final?
Absolutely should.
Listen, there'll be many other cups in my future.
It would be fun, though, wouldn't it?
It would be fun.
Many cups in your future. What are you going back in time? Come on.
What are you talking about?
I was a viewer and a listener of yours long before I shared a mic next to you. If you didn't go to a final versus Sheffield United, I would be upset. I would be disappointed in you.
Really?
You
would be?
As will the legions of Lucas's friends that are listening to this podcast.
I don't think they can be any more disappointed in me. Can they? Really? Is that possible? Listen, there are many more cups in my future. You never know. Listen, it's a fun little tournament, isn't it, right now? And I'm actually noticing, you look at the 11s this past week, I think I mentioned the same thing in the previous round too. They're not as thin as they used to be.
No, they're quite good.
Yeah.
Quite good. I mean, City fielded pretty much a full-strength team and still lost to Newcastle.
Mm-hmm.
Chelsea fielded a pretty decent team against Shrewsbury. I mean,
a few kids in there, but
they're first 11, but still some very big names.
Mo Salah's a good player.
Yeah, still some very good names. And Liverpool and Swansea was a decent game, late show there. And it's something to be proud of for us because
absolutely
nobody, I think Bournemouth are, fifth in the championship, and that's the lowest team other than us, and we're way down League One. So, I mean, to be the last League One team or below left in the tournament, Southampton is an awful draw. I was saying this to punters because I'd rather have gotten Liverpool or Newcastle in the quarterfinals because it's a team that, you know, maybe takes you lightly or focused on other ambitions. Whereas Southampton, as well as they're doing in the league, and of course they might, you know, still be in that top four mix when December rolls around. This is the kind of thing where they think we can win this tournament and win a trophy and then finish sixth or seventh in the league. And that's a great season. I mean, those supporters would be thrilled with a trophy like this. So
when's
I'm worried
time?
They come in and spank us. It's the week of December 15th. So it's still about 6 weeks away.
It's good that you got a few weeks away.
Yeah,
I think
a break.
You look at the start that Southampton have had. I mean, to be second in the table, 19 points from 9 or whatever it is.
Better than last year's
start. They don't stop.
No.
They don't stop.
But so if this continues, as we expect them to, you know, to get, let's say, 4 wins out of the next 5, then maybe that works to your advantage. And then that focus has to stay in the league. Or maybe you're a bit drained come, you know, the Christmas season.
Well, I think the Saints, luckily for them, that they're playing Stoke 6 more times between now and then.
So far,
it's been pretty good. 2 wins in 2 games, right?
Oh, boy.
It's a lovely story, Southampton, but they haven't had the toughest schedule. I'm just being cynical. I'm just being devil's advocate here, right? It's not the toughest schedule so far, right? And
like Liverpool, Villa, excuse me.
Right, yeah. Well, we'll get to them. Don't worry, Sunshine. We'll get to them. But they, you know, the games they've lost so far have been against Spurs and Liverpool, teams who, if they are making that next step, they've got to start winning those games.
But
right?
Liverpool was the first day of the season. They played very well.
They could have won that game, yeah.
And, you know, that's first game of the season. Brand new team, brand new system, new coach, facing all your ex-players. I mean, they went there and hung in there till the very end. So that one, since then, just 5 goals against in the league.
That's amazing. That more than the goals, more than Pelé and Tadic, that stat astounds me.
Remember
five
how
against?
They started last year? How they were just conceding goals for fun at the beginning of the season.
Although they got points late early in the season last year too, right?
Yeah, but they were
pretty close.
A hell of a lot.
Jose,
but they're Dejan Lovren then.
Yeah.
Jose Font for the Selecao. Can we?
He's playing
pick
very
up the
well,
phone
isn't he?
And tell Fernando the Greek to give him a shout.
You know, I actually just now before coming on, I read an article in the Telegraph by Henry Winter about Southampton and their youth policy.
Can't believe they delivered to your door. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Yeah, they'll fly all the way over. International Express, Telegraph combo. No, it's not.
Your boy H Dubs. What's he saying?
H Dubs. Yeah? Henry Winter.
Yeah,
we had him on the old show once.
We did once or twice.
It was very good. Yeah.
I remember you asked him, like, you know, what's the best, like, Twitter idiot response that you've ever gotten, and he just chuckled and said, no, it's pretty good. I don't believe that, though. But he said that he often, like, will repeatedly get tweets from San Antonio Spurs fans, livid. Like, Spurs. What the hell are you on about?
Did he say
and
that?
Who is this guy, and why don't you rate Tony Parker? No idea.
Tony Parker could have played for Spurs.
Probably could have.
Yeah. Like the real Spurs.
Nash could play for the Whitecaps.
Yeah,
maybe they'd get through a playoff run.
He might still. He's retired now. He's a part owner. He could play for them. Why not?
Henry Winter, anyway, great article
about Southampton's youth policy over the last few years and how no one in management was surprised how well they started this season, which I find a little bit hard to believe. Mm-hmm. But they're saying, yeah, we lost five players, but the kids coming through who are getting experience playing in scrimmages, for want of a better word, but it's in training with the top team, basically. Mm-hmm. The kids are getting that opportunity. And rather than finding these kids for, you know, indiscretions, they actually ban them from training with the top team. And that, they say, is a better motivator than any financial sanction.
That's a pretty good one.
Because they want to prove that this club's shown that if you're good enough, we'll give you a chance.
Right.
We'll give you a game. So these kids are like chomping at the bit.
Yeah.
Champing at the bit, I should say. Champing. Great, by the way. Great.
Oh, you saw that?
Great lower third today,
San Antonio?
Tom, on Central AM. Yep.
Yeah. It was yesterday,
champing.
Yeah.
What?
Wow. Wow. I came up with that. That was great.
Champing, got it right. It was a great show.
For the Spurs, like, you know, we do funny little keys on the sots or whatever,
sure,
which
yeah.
are sound on tape, little pieces going in. We did a Spurs one and did champing at the bit, like with a hyphen, but chomping at the bit.
Very good.
Oh, you spelled chop wrong.
Awesome.
One of my pet peeves.
I'll tell me AP that because I don't know if he loved that one. He was like, yeah, I'm like, that's pretty good. Let's go
Who's
with
that?
It.
Who?
My AP, Mark Sheldon.
Oh, Sheldon. Yeah. Okay.
Well, now that I got a podcast shout out for it, there's the affirmation. That one worked. You mentioned the executives or the board saying they weren't surprised. That's because they don't have any of that energy left in their body that exudes or whatever. Surprise, whatever the word I'm looking for. They don't have any surprise
what
left.
Is that? What is the word you're talking about?
You know, they're not surprise. Surprise.
They're not surprised. Surprise.
It doesn't matter how long you've been doing this, you'll still, like, you still get in moments where the words do not come.
Isn't it horrible when it happens on air when you're live?
It happens to me every day. So, yeah. This is why I get to say I'm bad with words. They don't have any surprise left because they hired the former coach of the Edmonton Oilers as their chairman.
That's what I wanted to get out there. Yeah, that's right.
Boy, please move on.
God, that was a horrible segment, wasn't it?
It was just really bad.
Just really bad.
I might make up for it later.
Probably not.
Maybe.
So the draw is Spurs, Newcastle, Derby, Chelsea, Bournemouth, Liverpool, and Sheffield United against Southampton. So that's your Capital One talk for a show.
Outstanding.
Have we ever given it more time than that before?
No,
I mean, apart from hammering it, we've hammered it probably for longer than that before. But
Southampton's next fixtures coming up in the league at Hull this weekend, home to Leicester, at Villa.
So it's three easy wins.
Three more wins there. I mean, that's very
straightforward wins.
And then they're home to City, another straightforward win. The way
seriously,
now.
Man, jeez.
Then they go to Arsenal. Then they're home to Man United. So
it gets tougher.
Yeah,
but by that point, they'll have a lot of points accumulated.
Yes,
there'll be no more talk of relegation, which some people were talking about before the season.
Yeah, but those people are idiots.
No one. You?
Yeah.
You were, weren't you?
No.
No one took those people seriously.
My picks were to go down this year. West Brom, who knows about them right now? Leicester and Burnley.
Well, that no QPR very good. In there.
I must say, I'm quite impressed that you have a notebook in front of you that I'm assuming is your quote-unquote black book.
Yeah, it's a poor man's black book.
But there's about 5/8 of the pages have been used.
I know. Look at this.
Here we are. Not in November yet.
It's a little journal of what's happened so far in the season.
Wow.
It's actually come in very handy. In the past, though, and I have tried this in the past, and usually by about now I give up. I can't be asked anymore to fill it out each week, but I'm kind of in the groove right now.
You go.
Into the note-making groove.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I love making my... It's more of a journal, a football journal, as it were.
You know?
Picking out what happens, because my brain's so useless.
Day one. Hello, Premier League. Well, we missed you, my good friend.
I see you didn't take Villa to go down, though.
And they might well go down. What is up with Villa?
What is up with Villa?
You can't score in a brothel right now.
Five losses in a row, zero goals scored, after a great start when we were championing your team on this very podcast.
But championing to be fair, at the bit, I mean, which, you must have been pretty excited about QPR's big win. So,
oh boy,
that's tough. Yeah, that's tough. Right.
Two things I want to say is that I don't know why I don't know why when Dobby said there they couldn't score in a brothel, the first thing I thought of was Avram Grant. Oh. No.
What did you say?
I said our trip to Amsterdam.
No, the first thing I thought didn't happen at all. The first thing I thought of was Avram Grant. Secondly,
he definitely could score at brothel.
They might go the rest of the season without scoring a goal. I mean, it's
you think
it's getting to that
the
point.
Whole
the rest of the
really?
Season, they
There's
might not
more chance
score
of that
a goal
than Chelsea
again.
Getting undefeated. Which you know, is
four
narrative
goals
right now.
This year. The QPR. So the QPR match was frustrating because those are the teams that you should beat. But having said that, Villa played pretty well in the first half. Once they went down to, you saw they lost the energy, that they lost the creativity, but they did. Create. There were chances. I mean, Benteke still got a ways to go before
he.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But they're also missing some pieces that worked quite well in their big wins early on in the season. You know, Kieran Richardson, Senderos not available. So I feel like that there's more ups than downs. I saw from that game, despite the result not being anywhere.
Yeah,
close
that
to
game
what I
stood out to
be.
Me because the four prior were really, really hard games.
Sure.
Right, it's a dreadful stretch for them in the season. So I don't really think it's a all out crisis.
Yeah.
That being said, Lambert's under pressure again, isn't he?
Oh, of course.
Like major pressure.
Of course is. Well, you know what I think has done it and contributed to it is that they started so hot. Obviously, now they've gone five and lost five in a row, which they've done several times. Like lost count since Martin O'Neill's left, but. They've never done that and not scoring. In fact, no team, I forget if it was no Premier League team or no Villa team have lost five in a row without scoring one goal. And then you talk about the uncertainty after all the love affair with Roy Keane and him talking about Ireland and how, well, if I feel like I'm not giving enough to the Irish job, I'm going to leave this temporary, flux that maybe I'm a bit naive or fell in love for.
Well, you definitely
fell in love with, the... the romance that was like, why we started so well, Roy Keane is actually contributing to the betterment of a football club. But I think it plays a big factor.
Will you take Tony Pulis at your club? Let's just say they did, for whatever reason, fire Lambert, which is probably too soon. Will you take Tony Pulis? We've discussed it. Villa is a pretty big club.
Yeah.
Right? I'm not sure if Pulis is a big club manager.
No.
Maybe he is. He hasn't been given the opportunity yet, right?
But I didn't think Lambert was, and... Jesus, Alex McLeish wasn't. Alex McLeish wasn't.
I mean,
a big
the
club
name
manager.
That'd be out there, of course, be Alan Kirbishley. For
you know what I want at Villa?
Oh God!
Every time
he might.
Alan Kirbishley.
There's one man sitting there right now without a job. Name's Alan.
Alan Kirbishley. Years ago,
he might. What's Chris Cummings doing? Can we give him a phone call?
Oh my!
He might be out of a job in the year. How about Greg Vanney? Can we get Greg Vanney?
Didn't we find out where he was, Chris Cummings? We asked this very question.
Wasn't he somewhere with Julian Dix?
Julian Dix is managing West Ham Ladies.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
The hell is Chris Hughton doing?
What does he do for football, though?
Yeah, he's doing a lot of media right now. Sorry. Yeah.
So what does he do for football?
Oh. What?
Never mind.
I don't know.
Being
sexist? Are you being sexist?
Not at all.
Hey,
no,
John,
you were just...
Are you being sexist?
No, you had your face buried in your giant notebook there of information.
It's not. It's not.
And you didn't catch
it. It's
not
nothing like KJ's
in the moment.
Book of information, which would have that information.
Talking about media, since we're all over the place with no form, I really was. We've mentioned Roy Keane already. Did you see him going after Paul Scholes?
I did see that. Yeah, just before now. Yeah. What? So what? Basically, he goes at United. He never wanted.
Never wanted to talk
to him, but now he's happy to talk about it now, isn't he?
Yeah,
he is, Roy. That's because it's called his post-playing career.
Well, Roy was very brief in his assessment, which is he must be doing it for financial reasons, was the eloquent way it was written about in the tabloids.
Is Keane growing the beard back? I saw a picture of him recently, but I'm not sure whether it's from this week, and he had a lot of stubble. Because he shaved it off, obviously, right?
I just don't think he lives in a home with running water, so he doesn't shave consistently.
You know who is growing a handsome beard right now that reminds me a lot of Roy Keane?
Oh.
Not you, no. No, a handsome beard.
Can I guess?
You can.
Robbie Savage.
No. Someone over here in Canada.
Jonas Valanciunas.
No, but that's a pretty good beat. I saw it last night. I actually watched some good night of sport last night, eh? Oh,
great night.
The Raptors are going to be fun to watch this year.
Hold on. Beard growth. This is important here.
Over here in Canada.
Now, maybe he's someone that's very close to us, and he is sporting a handsome beard, which is looking a lot like Roy Keane, and I think might end up like Roy Keane's beard.
Well, I was going to go with Dobby's buddy, Luke Wildman, but that's gone.
Saw Luke last night, and
it's not him.
It's not Luke.
Okay.
I think KJ could grow for a month and not have a beard.
Mm-hmm. Like two or three. It must be John Molinaro, who Dobby and I never see.
It is
J-Mo.
It is J-Mo. Yeah. So after going through...
Does he have running water?
After going through the competition's array of talent, well done for that, by the way, you've settled on J-Mo here. Right? Yeah. Well, and I asked him about it. J-Mo, no reason. It wasn't a TFC playoff beard. It was what it was, and it's looking handsome. I thought about taking a picture and tweeting it, but I just don't think J-Mo would appreciate that.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think he would at all. You can't expect us to know that. J-Mo works these muggles' hours. We never see him in the daytime.
Well, email him and say, stick around. I want to see the beard.
Okay.
It's handsome, it's the same color scheme as Keno.
I'm going to do that right now.
Okay. Where the hell were we?
Talking about Villa.
I've been through Villa, right? Yeah. QPR came up there, obviously, because B's third favorite team. Uh-huh. And, of course, beating Villa. Did you see Rio Ferdinand being suspended for 3 games for that sexist tweet?
I don't know what I think about that.
What do you think of Junga Meshi? Because so far on today's podcast, you're showing a lack of respect for the woman variety.
What?
So-
I wouldn't say that at all. I don't know what to be honest with the Ferdinand thing. I mean, I think that if it's Jack Cork tweeting that, does he get suspended?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think there's obviously a reputation thing.
It was inappropriate banter with some scumbag on Twitter.
These
right?
Idiots have to simple. Learn.
Exactly, you have
good
to learn.
God, now, stay off it.
The cool is that the Premier League's been very hypocritical, right? Because they didn't punish Richard Scudamore. For those emails that are exposed, they didn't, at least we hear, they're not going to punish Melky Mackay for those. But to me, the difference is Twitter's in the public domain.
Yeah.
The others are idiots, and they may well be sexist pigs, we don't know, but they were private emails that were made public. That's the difference. You know, as we learn every single day, Twitter's a public forum. Mm-hmm. You stick it out there, it's there forever.
It really does stun me when the stuff keeps coming up on Twitter, whether it be in North America, be in England, be overseas. You have to think that these clubs have to devise a system. If they don't already have it in place, I'm stunned that you don't hear more of it, that when a player comes into your club, there should be mandatory PR training. It should be a course. It should be days long at the beginning of the season, going through this stuff because it seems simple.
Yeah,
but
it constantly
happens.
There is, but I think that it's treated the same way. And anyone listening, no matter what field you're in, we have the same here. Workplace safety training. I don't remember any of those things. I think I've cheated on the answers from those mandatory emails that we have to submit.
I think I'm due to do one right now. Actually, I think some business code of conduct thing.
When you stop getting the reminders, because I just remembered that I didn't do mine from the summer. When you stop getting the reminders, is that really bad, or do you just wait for the next one?
You just wait till your pass card doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you get the door.
But some of these things, I mean, if anyone's in the corporate world as we are, I mean, you get some of these questionnaires you have to fill out, and they're so irrelevant to what we do.
Yes.
Completely irrelevant.
Sure. There is no toxic waste around our office, except for what comes out of the mouths of these guys.
I haven't got any customers.
Sit these guys down.
Idiot listeners in a podcast.
Don't respond.
No, idiot podcasts.
They shouldn't be allowed to have Twitter accounts at all, these guys.
Players?
Yeah.
No, they shouldn't.
No, they're idiots.
I spoke to Bobby McMahon about this earlier, and he was laughing. He was just imagining how Redknapp must be dealing with this whole Twitter gate with Rio. He has no idea what Twitter is. You know he has no idea, right?
No.
No clue.
He said that.
I got, speaking of Twitter,
Wheeler dealer.
I got into it with an absolute twat last week during the Sunday broadcast.
You better not be talking about Bobby.
No, not Bobby, no. No, last week I was hosting the Premier League and I was doing Newcastle highlights.
Yeah.
And Sammy Obiobi, Sammy Obiman scored, right?
Sure.
So I did it in the that Geordie.
In the reference.
Right? Which is a reference from the Special One TV.
Yep.
Very funny sketch where Dave from Newcastle calls in and he loves Shola Ami Obiman.
Yes.
And he's talking about him. You know it well. Right? As most hardcore fans do. Anyway, this guy tweets in saying how he can't believe I used a fake, awful Caribbean accent when talking about Sammy Amiobi, insinuating I'm racist and that Sportsnet should fire me.
Oh, boy.
So I then found the clip and I said, yeah, give yourself a shake. And then he goes, returns and says, oh, whatever, shit accent anyway. Like, freaking idiot. You loser. You know? Calling me a racist, I prove you're wrong, and you still can't apologize?
I will say, these people. You got to find the positives in everything, okay? And I know it's a small one, and that guy is a moron. But the positive is, it just confirms my thought from Dobby's Geordie accent that there is a bit of Caribbean in there at times.
Especially young mistake. Man, Brendan yeah. Dunlop.
There is, especially
come
the band,
the island,
as I
Brendan
did.
Dunlop. Yeah.
But as Geordie Craig, Island. As Craig Forrest mentioned, what I should have mentioned to him was, firstly, what are you insinuating about a Caribbean accent? He's born in England and is actually of African descent. He plays in Nigeria. You're the one freaking generalizing here, asshole.
Yeah.
Anyway, I wasn't smart enough to think about that. Craig was, but at which point I blocked him.
Speaking of Ray Hudson, that awful accent. God almighty, he ruined El Clasico.
I see. I was watching Leicester really? Swansea doing El Clasico.
Yes, I know you were, actually.
Yeah. So is he going too far?
It was just too much. Everything was magisterial. I heard it 25 times.
Yeah. He's running out of
a superlative pass. Why don't you pick a superlative instead of keep saying
superlative?
You're using superlative as a superlative. Why don't you pick one? That's your job. Not a superlative pass. It was a dynamite pass. It was a fantastic pass. It was a brilliant pass instead of a superlative pass. And then the amount of bloody fish and sea life references with the salmon and the bloody this and that. And
fish
the
out of water, shrimp.
It's
too much.
Yeah, I know.
Too much.
It was fun for a while. But now it's almost trying to transcend the actual game itself.
Yeah.
People are watching or the idea is they're watching, they're listening to Ray as opposed to the actual game itself.
Yeah. I ordered BN just to watch that game. Mm-hmm. Did it. And then I watched some Capital One Cup action this week on it, so it was good.
So you got BN still. So you didn't just record it for Capital One.
Yeah.
Is it still there now?
Yeah.
And you'll keep it through December, won't you, when the Blades play?
Yeah, but it probably won't be on TV because you got bigger matches against it.
Do they repeat games though? Or play tape delay?
I don't know how often. Mm-hmm.
Let's not start talking about BN Sports anyway.
All right.
It's the competition.
Okay.
So far, B's like, been championing the three letters.
GSN,
and now it's saying B and the four letters.
Me championing the three letters. I think it was a fair, I suggested one man who Dobby considers himself friends with, and then he suggested one man that
I've met him like
would
twice,
like to consider ourselves friends with.
Idiots. Speaking of tweets, we get some tweets.
We got a lot of tweets. I got it up here. Do you want to get to them?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
There was a few really good ones from earlier on.
Were there, though? Really?
I would say so. Kelly Maher, who always tweets us.
Kelly's a big fan, eh?
Thank you, Kelly.
We're a big fan of Kelly, anyway.
How far will Sheffield United's cup run go? WTF is up with City?
That's a good question. What is up with City right now? Three games, winless, two straight losses. Complacency. And now Silva's out for 3 weeks with an injury. Man, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, it's tough
to look disinterested.
It's James Milner to the rescue.
Because I thought they actually played pretty well at West Ham last weekend and still lost. I mean, the finishing was just off, and it's just that final ball. Because overall, I thought their game was decent. They created chances. And then they're just getting pegged back on sloppy plays defensively. Overall, when you looked at that game and the body of work, they played well enough to win, but then a couple of mental lapses, they give up bad goals and they can't finish, and all of that leads to another loss to a West Ham team who is playing well and is playing confident, but you're the champions, you should go there and take those 3 points, and last year they would have. So I think there's a bit of a confidence factor here right now that's really sinking in. And saw that midweek. Newcastle goes to the Etihad and wins. I don't care if it's the cup. They played a good team and they wanted to win that game, and they got beat pretty handily.
I know sometimes confidence is pushed aside as come on, these are professionals, they're top flight.
It's
certainly well paid. It's definitely a factor. But you know what's equally as much a factor that we've talked about in the past with City, but I think we often overlook as the season goes on, is consistency. They haven't had consistency since 2007.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Through back-to-back weeks, it's constantly changing. Through injuries, if it's extended injuries, they replace them with players that they purchased in January. There's just not a level of consistency and a comfort factor, which you see in teams, even like Real, who have a high turnover every year. But throughout a season, the team sheets are quite regular, and that's why they're successful. Same with Atletico. You know, look at the new blood that they brought in now. Those, you know, Mandzukic is playing every day. Mm-hmm. I think that's the team's gelled well.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think last year, though, as well, Yaya carried that team on his shoulders a lot, right? I mean, he had games where he just dominated.
Yeah, he was the key guy.
He scored a lot of goals, but, you know, when he's not operating, and he's not, I'm sorry, it's time to sit him down. I'm sorry. Enough of this. He's not playing well. You know, what's up with Yaya? Sit him down.
Sure. But when you have a stable of Rolls Royce and Bugatti Veyrons, you should be okay if one of them is out on a Tuesday.
Yeah. You should be, absolutely. But they're not, right? So I don't know what it is. I know John Guidetti, right, is scoring for fun right now at Celtic. He's scored, I think, 9 in 7 games, right? And they need a goal scorer. Mm. I mean, Aguero is scoring
not a big
fun.
Enough name.
Aguero's the only guy.
Who else is scoring for them right now?
Dzeko's not.
No.
I mean,
Silva scored a beauty last week. Jovetic started the season great,
and yep. he's disappeared again. I mean, he played in this one. This is a guy that they thought, okay, this year now he's back from the injury, and preseason there was a lot of hype around him. And again, he's just kind of quietly gone to the wayside, and, you know, selling off Negredo again, and even Navas. I mean, Navas can't consistently get in that team. So a lot of these guys, you're starting to wonder about, you know, long-term if these guys are going to be busts, because I think you give time for players like Navas, and I know Negredo's gone, like coming over and trying to adjust, but...
Mangala? Do you give Mangala
time? Too many horses in the stable. They didn't give him any support in that West Ham game. You know, he's brand new to a system that clearly they don't trust him in, and I thought it was a disaster.
Yeah.
Not he, it.
You mentioned it last week, Nastasic. Yeah. What's happened to him?
I don't know. Nasty Naz. I don't know what happened.
He was brilliant. And then he got hurt. And we haven't heard from him since.
I'm waiting for a story to come out that he's hooked up with someone's wife. That's got to be it.
Must be. Yeah.
That's got to be it.
Wayne Bridge has left the club. Oh, boy.
Want some more tweets?
Oh, let's stay on City quickly, because I know they're playing Man U in the big derby, of course, this weekend, Sunday morning. That's a huge one. Rooney's back for that.
So it's 8:30, though.
It is, because we move the clocks back. So we get an extra hour of sleep, though.
But you got to wake up at 8:30.
Okay. But you get an extra hour of sleep.
It's not on that channel. So you don't wake up.
Right. So you get an extra hour of sleep. So when you go to bed at 4 a.m., it's actually 3 a.m., so you still get 5.5 hours.
Got it.
Yeah.
Sign that I'm getting old. This weekend, I'm just so excited. I'm like, I'm not doing anything. I'm not going out. I'm going to just sleep and watch football.
Well, it's good for you to drain the chemicals out of your body.
It's a good idea, yeah.
Well, it's important now and again, right, to do that.
Copa America mascot comes around every springtime. It's fine.
I don't get that.
It's festival season in the spring.
Oh, festival. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Moving on.
So Man U, I still think Man City are going to win that game against Man U. City are playing poorly, and yes, they're inconsistent. They've been poor now for 3 games in a row. When was the last time they played 4 bad games in a row? You know, they got the ability and the quality there to bounce back quickly.
So you're saying they're due.
And if they can't get up for this freaking game, then write them off entirely. I know United obviously got that point against Chelsea where they played pretty well, but I still thought Chelsea should have won that game.
Do you think that United have a back line or back five? I really like Daley Blind in that holding role.
Yeah, it wasn't great though on the weekend.
Against Chelsea?
No, exactly. I thought it was poor. He gave the ball away a lot.
I'm trying to think what I liked
about
him.
But that's one game. I agree. No, he's a good player. I do like him.
But why did I put that thought in my head then? I'm trying to think, which play did I look at and say
Blind
faith?
Huh?
City has played United well though. I mean, since this resurgence of Man City, obviously we take it in the last 4 years or so, and they did the double last year. They've played them consistently really well at home. So I think that this is the one that, like you said, if City can't get up for this one, what will they get up for? And same with United. I mean, that goal, that late last second goal against Chelsea could do wonders for them, for their confidence. You saw what it meant to them when they scored it. I mean, they pretty much did a pile on like a school ground, like when we were kids on Van Persie after he scored. You just wonder how much that can do for them and their confidence. And again, a team that is just playing in the league right now until January. Man United, they have all week, whereas Man City keep playing midweek. They have the Champions League. They were in the League Cup until now.
And Man U is only going to get better as well. Right?
Absolutely.
They've hit rock bottom. They have to.
Yeah.
You keep thinking that. I mean, this team is going to gel, right?
The way things have been going for United, though, were you not thinking, maybe a little bit hoping, if you want to see United fail, that Van Persie would get up with an injury in that pile? That thought crossed my mind. Yeah. Kendrys Morales, how are you, buddy?
Another tweet there?
Yes.
Is there anything else you want to talk about this game?
Well, this one's from Earl Gordon, who's a big fan of the show, but I don't know about this one. Yeah, Kill, Mary, Shag, you know the game?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Sepp Blatter, Don Garber, Mark Geiger.
Okay.
I mean,
there's no female options.
No, there
yeah,
aren't.
Yeah, there's heterosexual men tough here. There. I mean,
so, Kill, Mary, or Shag. What's the first one?
Thanks for the tweet. We're moving on. Kill, Mary, Shag, no, Sepp Blatter, Don Garber.
I might want to shag.
No. I like Earl Gordon, Mark though. Geiger? He's been a follower for a while.
He has been.
So Mark Geiger, the referee in last night's Whitecaps game.
Correct.
Yeah. Right? Horrendous,
so
bloody
why don't
cool
we talk about the Whitecaps game?
Yeah, let's do that.
Good.
Okay. I thought it was a diet. I mean, listen, the Whitecaps didn't play very well in that game, but regardless, it's a dreadful call. And it's a bad call in the 4th minute. 84th minute? Give me a friggin' break.
Our boy Rob not impressed. That's a tough way to go. I mean, Whitecaps had a decent season. I mean, flying the flag for
that's a great season for Canada, for first
year
coach
playoffs
as well.
And
very good season.
Too bad. I mean, that would have been fun to see them get Seattle for two legs. I mean, they would have got thumped probably because Seattle's been incredible. But
so yeah, Jamie wrote about this on the site today on sportsnet.ca how, you know, Morales, who's brilliant this season, but brilliant at home. Two different players away from home.
Yeah.
You know, it's strange how that is, because, I mean, he wasn't very good last night.
So, clearly, then he's shit on grass. That's what it is.
Must be what it is.
He's the first player in history that's better on turf than he's on grass.
Yeah, he's the anti of this bloody lawsuit for the World Cup.
You've been name-dropping all show. Did you not call up Robbo after yesterday?
I didn't. I haven't spoken to Robbo for ages.
No?
Long time.
Friend of the show, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Robbo's one of the best.
Top-class guy.
Yeah, absolutely. Very he nice owes guy it all to us, really. Doesn't he? He doesn't know anything to us, but... Anyway, yeah, I thought it was just an awful call. I missed TFC's media autopsy day this week. I wasn't going to go there on Tuesday to do a story for Central, but Defoe wasn't there. Mm. Bradley wasn't there. Had surgery, that's fair enough.
They're all saying
Bradley's
the right things,
music,
aren't they?
Yeah, Bradley's facing music all year long.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with him missing it, but Jermaine Defoe, once again. So the second he finishes the season off, back to England.
Yeah. But because the big names weren't there, you let Nick Haglund suffer with some schleppy guy from some blog.
I would have gone, but listen, the piece would have been for Sportsnet Central, and it's a case of playing the hits, right? Let's be honest.
It's a James Cebulski term,
it
play
is,
the hits.
It is true.
Yeah.
It's a great, great term to use for a sports. You know, people want to hear from Defoe and Bradley.
Yeah.
Not so much from other players,
not
the generic
so
sports fan.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally agree with you.
Yeah.
It's the world I live in. It's the world
absolutely
we live in.
Yeah. That's why Leafs rule, right?
Sure.
And that's why Villa never get in the show.
I always find
they
a
got
way to get
in. First 10 minutes today's show, they got in there.
No, I was speaking specific to the national all sports cast that I have to
pull
beg.
Pull some strings, man. You hosted them.
They were in on Monday. They were in my show on Tuesday morning.
Well,
I believe it.
They were the only game on Monday.
Sure.
I would expect that, but thank you. Nonetheless, no, I would say that I think if you measured this year, Sunday morning soccer highlights in comparison to the last season, there's a considerable increase in the percentage of more games you get.
Yeah, no,
if nothing
I'm
less,
you. I'm with you.
I'm pulling for let's show all the goals. There was only four. Let's not just show two.
Yeah,
let's
I get all agree four with goals you 100% there. Yeah,
get another game in, right? When there's like that Mattia Destro goal, I got that one in. Getting Serie A tweets all day.
Oh, yeah?
Couldn't believe it. Nice. Oh, I just saw Serie A on Sportsnet Central. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Which is followed up with, please subscribe to Sportsnet World. Thank you for watching.
Exactly. Because we show so much Serie A and
so
Sportsnet World. But I guess the moral of this story is, Earl, give us a female option for Mary Kill
Shag. Be fair to the hosts, will you?
Is it Mary Kill Shag?
Well, Kill Mary Shag, either or.
But they're the three options, though.
Those are the three options. Yeah.
I mean, come on. What are we going to do with that?
Well, we read it on air.
Earl,
I think that's
you're a good
all
guy. I like you. We've... you've been a follower for years.
Although I think Don Garber needs a hug.
Well, yeah, if you want to shag him, go nuts.
Yeah, no, I would. Just an attendant.
I don't
hug
know what Mark Geiger no looks further like. I'd have to check him out.
Would it make a difference?
Is he a big tall bald
would that
guy
make a difference?
Is there a woman know with a last name Geiger? I feel like
it might. These are nice long legs.
What's more awkward for you listeners right now, listening to us talk about this, or Chevy guy from last
Chevy
night?
Guy.
Oh, Chevy guy from last night, yeah.
It's amazing. Honestly, I felt like I was listening to John Helm for a second.
See, I heard so much
because
of
it. Well, he's struggling to breathe so much. I mean, John Helm's words are far more
in South
impeccable.
Africa, yes.
Yes, but specific to South Africa, yes.
I heard so much about this, right, all day long. Hadn't seen it, right?
Oh, you
so
hadn't
Twitter,
seen it?
Twitter, blah, blah, blah. It was quite the conversation around the coffee machine in the kitchen. And I thought, wow, this is going to be amazing. Played it. It wasn't that bad. I mean, it was mildly amusing.
It was pretty awkward.
People comparing it to Chris Farley? Come
well,
on.
Hold on,
please.
Hold on. You know what
McGee
it is? This has to be prefaced with where you come from. You come from a country where darts and snooker,
Snooker,
whatever.
Thank you, snooker.
Has... upon hours of coverage on television, and lots of TV that comes from England is quite shit. So that didn't really surprise you. Oh, here's this man who doesn't know how to handle himself on air, and Aaron Andrews is standing across from him, and he's sweating profusely.
I said it was mildly amusing.
Sure,
I'll leave it at that.
You would think
that they would have picked somebody that's very
slick,
eloquent, savvy, PR savvy.
Done a mirror on TV, for Christ's sakes, man.
You guys would have done a much better job.
Like, it was already getting slow. You've got Bud Selig fixing his hair.
I can't look at Bud Selig.
Because he makes you feel sick?
Sick and awkward, or no, I watch him for some reason. I don't know why. He's just an awkward guy to look at.
I thought you were describing him, actually, sick and awkward.
But... Well, he might be.
Sorry, I missed that.
Bud Selig. He's one of those faces, and the hair is like, I just don't want to look at him.
Yeah, he's a bit of a
Like, when he took the stage, it was like, who is this guy? Like,
I thought it was Bruce Beaudry.
It was Madison Bumgarner's dad. That's what I was expecting. Like, it's got to be some seriousness. And then she goes, oh, here's the Chevrolet regional manager. Like, what? Like, no one from Detroit can make the trek.
He was from San Fran.
Yeah, Kansas City. Local Missouri dealers and Chevrolet Camaros for everybody.
He was the best they had in KC, which might speak for itself.
Tim and Sid were joking when they talked about it at length that they think he gave him his own keys, not the keys to the truck that he gave away.
Maybe. But I just thought it was somewhat over-embellished. The hilarity of the occasion.
Ah, you're such a buzzkill.
Yeah, you really are.
Come on, man.
I'm a huge Royals fan.
Talking about the World Series post game on I almost called it by another name, the Soccer Central podcast.
Staying with the U.S. theme, Raul off to New York Cosmos.
Is he?
Isn't that weird? He's 37 now, being in the Middle East. They're not even, obviously, for those who don't know, the Cosmos are not in the MLS.
No.
MLS. They play in the NASL. That's a very strange one, isn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense to me. But they're still going to throw money around. They still have a brand. They still have shirts to sell. They've got Marco Senna. They've developed an academy. I think that they've actually...
Oh, no, they've done a good job.
They've done
Aleko
Escandarian, way better than you'd expect.
Aleko Escandarian is
what's
involved.
What's the end game
here
for them?
He's a mildly amusing follower on Twitter.
Yeah,
and I remember his days at TFC. He was fantastic. When they first started, he was one of the best interviews.
Yeah, he was.
Yep. What's the end game for Cosmos, though? I mean,
I don't
to
know.
Get in MLS, there's now going to be two
automatically
MLS teams,
come to MLS, right?
But there's not going
to
be a third New York MLS team.
No, there won't be. But they've developed. Excuse me. They've developed an academy, and I think the whole point is they want to recapture the brand grassroots instead of thinking big time in Hollywood. Now they're grassroots.
Yeah, exactly. And I think NASL's got some
Hollywood
ambitions.
Players, so it's kind of
legitimate.
Right?
Yeah. You do have to pay the bills at some point, but I think that the idea will be youth development, and here's an option that's not run by Man City millions.
Yeah, exactly. I thought just announced today with Chivas being crapped all over by MLS. They've now launched LAFC starting today. I thought of Travis Payne.
Yeah.
He lost his team this week, right?
He did lose his team.
He's definitely jumping aboard the LAFC bandwagon, isn't he?
We should give him a call.
We're getting back here. Yeah. We've had Travis for a long time. Tom loves Travis.
We could do that.
Yeah.
But I thought we didn't have a budget for this show. There's no t-shirts made.
His new club some exposure. 22 owners of this LAFC. 22. There's the one main guy.
They sound like the
Miami
Dolphins.
And they've got investors, including Mia Hamm and Magic Johnson.
Oh, boy.
Oh, Nomar Garcia-Parra, who's Mr. Hamm, right?
Yeah.
No, Mia, was.
Did you catch this one this week, by the way? Mia Hamm and Cam Neely appointed to the board of directors of Roma. Did you hear that this week?
I did not hear that.
Seabass, Cam Neely, and Mia Hamm.
What?
Appointed to Roma.
I know,
FC,
obviously, they've got
Italy.
U.S. ownership now, but I didn't realize Cam Neely was involved.
Yeah.
Well, Mia Hamm makes sense. She's more part of the sport.
No idea how or why.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Roma's ownership has a Boston base or existence, though, right?
Yeah, there's obviously a connection there. I hadn't heard that. Well, man, watch out for their...
Had that in my show as
style
well.
Style of football will be far more physical and intimidating and menacing now.
Look, I don't wake up before your show stops airing.
No,
but
neither do I.
I'm happy that it got in there, and I didn't know about Cam Neely.
Any more tweets?
Isn't that crazy?
Weird. Will it disappoint you if I say no? I felt like there were more.
Yeah, they weren't that great.
I got one for you that I asked earlier. Do you respect Cristiano Ronaldo more now that he's wearing black boots?
I have to say, I love those boots. They're the new Nike ones with a little anklet boot.
Yeah,
thing,
they got
right?
like a high.
It's like they debuted just before the World Cup. I actually interviewed, I did a piece on sportsnet.ca about them. Interview one of the Nike guys.
I didn't see it because
they look
I couldn't
amazing.
Find it.
And my respect for CR7 has grown over the last couple of years. But it's as if black's the new white. Because it's so rare to see black boots. Now, when you're wearing black, you're making a statement. Look at me, I'm wearing black boots. But they look really good. They do. They look amazing.
Classic.
Yeah.
I wear black boots because I'm shit.
likewise, yeah. You see, Ballon d'Or finalists came out this week. No, yes. Luis Suarez. Mm-hmm. Do you agree? He's been punished once again for the bite.
Punished.
That's the only reason.
If
because
you bite a man.
He'd be there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but you know, I'm not going to apologize for Luis Suarez, but he's been punished.
Yeah, he's I get
been,
it.
And he wouldn't, I think he'd win the award, but he'll probably be a finalist for top three, in my opinion, had he been available. He's been punished. He served his time. Where did this come from? Right? It's not as if
he still represents the sport.
Sure, but that 4 months.
He's being ostracized,
4 months,
right? I mean,
he was banned for. You know, we're not basing any voting on that football.
He should be ostracized, though. He's lucky to still be playing the game.
He missed 4 months.
In a different, I understand that, but in a different era or under a different microscope, and if he wasn't elite, I think they'd throw the book at him.
Yeah, probably.
If Joey Barton bit somebody once,
yeah,
he'd be gone for life.
I can't disagree with you, but the fact is he was punished and given that punishment, and there's no mention of being, you know, ostracized from awards.
So you're disappointed in the fine print of the suspension?
Yeah, well, should be. Why not?
Okay.
No, it's a good argument. It's interesting. I haven't really thought about it much because I just didn't this week. But I tend to agree with Charmin. I mean,
shouldn't be punished. Continue.
The award is for the best player.
I agree.
The best player. It's not like the best human being.
It's too soon, though.
I mean, Ronaldo won it.
Could you imagine the headlines of all the media that talked about soccer during the World Cup that didn't talk about the World Cup otherwise? What the headlines would be? FIFA gives best player award to Vampire.
Well, I mean, they don't need to give it to him, right? They can. I mean, let's be honest. They're happy to fix it otherwise. Leo Messi for years.
I mean,
years
he would never get it. He would never win.
No,
it.
No, but I mean, at least the final 23.
Ronaldo's going to win it.
I mean, for me, yeah, Ronaldo is.
I think,
and probably should. I'm not bad, but if you're looking at the best player last year, Manuel Neuer. They'll never give it to a goalkeeper, but no. Manuel Neuer, what he's done the last year for a club and country has been unparalleled.
Yeah.
Right. So I think he probably should have got it. He won't get it, but I have no problem with Ronaldo getting it. Philipp Lahm might be an option as well. Brilliant for his club and country. And of course, in a World Cup year, you do get more points for winning a World Cup or having a good World Cup.
Toni Kroos, congratulations. You're on the short list.
Why not? That wouldn't bother me at all.
Yeah. I think,
although it wasn't that great for Bayern last year.
But. Obviously, Zlatan's going to get hurt big time by not being at the World Cup. I think he could have been.
He admits that himself. He said
I think he could have been a top three finalist. I don't know if that's going to happen now. Diego Costa, awful World Cup. He is on a short list, though.
Robben could get some serious strokes, too.
I say short list. That's 23. Yeah.
But Diego Costa deserves to be there, regardless of the World Cup.
Sure, I agree. I agree in the 23.
On the list, for sure.
Well, hilarious. Yeah. I woke up to the story today. Jose says that he's got this knee issue, and yesterday Spain say that he has a groin strain.
Oh, really?
So really, Diego Costa has an ear infection. That's what the bottom line is. That's what's affecting his play.
So who do you guys think is going to be the third finalist with Messi and Ronaldo?
Because we know Toni Kroos. Messi won't be there. I don't think.
You don't think he'll be in the top three?
Finalist? No.
Really?
I don't think so. I think this would be the year's off.
Really?
He did have a really poor season.
By his standards, it was very average. If he gets on it, it's purely because of FIFA politics.
I bet he's going to be in the top three.
You reckon?
Yeah.
I think it'll be CR7. No. I think they'll give it a Neuer. And I can see a Robben or a Lahm getting in there.
I would say Ronaldo, Messi, and Robben would be my choices.
Yeah.
I don't think Neuer will be in the final three.
I don't think Messi should be there.
What about Neymar? Oh, Neymar.
Ooh. Not a great first year at Barca, though. Not bad, but not great. And at the World Cup, he was very good until he broke his back. Yeah. So he's got no backbone. Can't give him so spineless.
If he made the last
three. What if Neymar scores 9 goals in November?
As we know, this season means nothing in this voting. And it should do.
But that's not in print. Like, there's no wording that should.
Do we know when
this is decided? Because it's funny, because to bring it again back to North American sports and my show for some reason, last night when Madison Bumgarner was doing his thing and one of the most electrifying and special performances we've ever seen in the playoffs by a baseball pitcher.
Historic.
I kept thinking again, I hate that North American sports decide their award winners and are voted for before the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
Because the playoffs is what matters the most. And Clayton Kershaw had an epic season, one of the best ever regular seasons by a pitcher, but then flamed out in the playoffs. And Madison Bumgarner goes and does this. And it's way more important what he did and led his team to a title. But Clayton Kershaw is going to win the Cy Young for fun.
Now, they'll argue, but you give the MVP for the
playoffs,
right? And that's the argument.
I know. And I get it. And it's how it's always been. And I'm not saying that it's necessarily wrong, but I'm just kind of like, it's an interesting debate, right? And then you think, like, when is this voted for? Because, again, a guy could go off in the next month. But do we know when the Ballon d'Or voting actually takes place?
Well, no, it's January, right? Isn't it? December 3rd, I think, is the final three.
Right,
is
so
announced.
This year should count until the actual vote happens.
Right.
It's just...
No, I'm with you. And with baseball, too, I've always thought, you know, the same. Same with hockey. You know, it's a full season. By saying
and
we don't count
playoffs,
you're discounting the playoffs.
Right?
Which is baseball especially.
And it's not going to change now. And I don't want it to change now because, you know, you don't want it to affect how things are done. That's why, you know, when leagues in North America especially go to longer schedules or like stuff like that, it's like, but then you're taking that historical thing. We love the historical aspect of sports. If you compare stats and compare seasons to guys down the line and, oh, what an epic season this guy had and how does it compare to such and such's best season? When you start skewing the numbers of games played, then it totally washes that out. And I think that a lot of fun for us as sports fan, I know for me as a nerdy sports fan at times, especially with baseball, is you like to do that and compare, and you don't want to wash that away. So I don't want it to change, but I always think that debate is interesting.
I agree with you completely there. I just think that I don't know what the best alternative is.
Right.
I mean, over 38 games, Madison Bumgarner was not the best pitcher in the National League.
Yep.
It was absolutely Clayton Kershaw.
I think the only solution is to realize
have his head exploded.
Baseball
August,
on the
podcast,
but we're comparing it to soccer.
No, but I think the only solution is to realize. What do you say?
No, go on. What's the solution?
The only solution to this argument is to realize that individual awards and team sports mean nothing anyway.
That's very well said.
Let's be honest. Baseball, though, more so because it is an individual sport with stats. But when it comes to soccer and that, I mean, please.
Yeah.
It's about the trophy.
Who won that golden, what the hell was that award?
The golden balls. The golden scrotum.
Golden nuggets. Something that we talked
golden
about.
Golden shoe?
Was it Iniesta?
Oh, I remember.
Oh, Iniesta.
I remember exactly
golden,
what it was.
The best, Spanish-based Spaniard playing soccer with
Brazilian
Airlines.
It was over
airline.
28 or something.
Something like
the
golden
28, that's what it was.
Yeah. The golden shin guard. Something
yeah, something like that. Yeah, the over 28.
Golden foot.
Like,
it was the golden
up.
Foot award.
What a stupid award.
It was a golden foot.
There should be that kind of award for like TV shows. We might actually win something.
Are we going to wrap this up? I have to pee like a racehorse.
Do you? Not quite yet because quickly coach of the year very quickly, right?
Can I come back for that?
No, because Jorge Jesus. Jorge Jesus.
Jorge Jesus.
Benfica won a treble, not even on the final list, right? Well, Jose Mourinho is.
Of course he is.
What's he bloody done this past year? Nothing.
Revitalized
you're
Chelsea.
You're just dying for a piss, aren't you? You're like in the point of leaking right now. He is rocking in his chair. His arms are crossed right now.
You expected me to have more of a
we haven't even talked about
answer.
Your birthday bash and how drunk you were.
Yeah, was he bad?
We don't need to.
Was he a mess? Do you go to
oh
him?
Absolutely not.
I got there at like 10:30 and he was
don't
just hammered.
I get to edit this.
You're 28 now?
Yeah, that's great.
That's when the bladder stops going.
No longer a
28.
Teenager.
God, you've grown up fast.
I know. Just go then. If you need a piss, go. We'll be gone by the time you come back. So
this
Ben loves less
I see him at his birthday. He tells me, my little brother shows up and this guy goes, you know what, man? Your brother is just so much cooler than you, man. I'm just like, all right, thanks, buddy. And my dad showed up because Putters invited him. He's like, that's embarrassing. We're like drinking with our coworkers. Your dad is so much cooler than you, man. I'm just like, all right, that's
all this
enough, Putters,
inner resentment towards you coming out of Dunlop. What's that about?
Strange.
Probably the years of abuse.
He also, in his drunken state, was like, you're the only one that came. No Charmin. No KJ.
I was working early on Saturday morning.
I know, both you were.
Yeah. That's what KJ too, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just I would love to have gone. He's a complete douchebag.
No, complete.
God, I hate him so much.
Yeah, I know, me too.
You know, we should get him off this podcast.
Yeah, I know. Let's get someone else in here.
Let's just tell him it's been canceled.
He's done.
He won't listen to it anyway. He won't know.
This
yeah,
is
you're
great.
Not Dunlop, you're fired.
This is great when he leaves the
God,
room.
He's wearing, there he is wearing his Knicks hat.
Oh, my God.
How many teams? Like,
punts.
My God, man. He's Detroit. Loves Detroit, right?
Oh,
loves Detroit.
Big time.
Wearing his New York Knicks
Rangers,
hat.
Rangers, Knicks.
Oh, yeah.
Tigers, QPR, Villa.
Live in
US,
Toronto.
Portugal.
Oh,
imagine, like, any Toronto teams.
God,
he kind of does like the Raptors.
He is just
though.
Lamentable.
Oh, my God. Is he back yet?
God damn it. He's left his coat here, so he's going to return at some point.
Yeah, he's going to.
trouble is he's also cutting this, so he'll probably cut out this last part.
Nah, he better not.
All right, well, listen, we're out of time. Other games this weekend, Sportsnet, Newcastle, Liverpool.
Up for that. 8:45, an extra hour. That's good.
That's right. Hey, B.
Oh, there
what's
he
up,
is.
Bell?
Hey, we're just talking
how
about
doing?
How good a guy you are. Yeah, we love you.
Hey, go Knicks.
You
Chelsea QPR we have as well. Hull Saints, that's the Sportsnet world.
That's a good
and
game.
We have Palace Sunderland. We have Palace Sunderland. What are you laughing
on
at?
Monday?
Just you, buddy. I love the fun that we have on these shows.
Yeah, we do too.
If anyone of any importance at this company listened to it,
just tell them.
Maybe
I went on about your
issues.
Birthday and how angry you were that he didn't show up.
I was pretty disappointed.
I'm sorry, man. I told you. Listen, so Fridays, my wife works late, right? So I'm playing daddy, all right, until about 9-ish.
Yeah,
right?
Cool. Your
and
life
then I
is
work
tough.
Saturday morning, like first thing, dead early, all right. And I told you I'd buy you a beer at some point.
I appreciate that. Oh, I feel like the birthday wishes were
true. He wouldn't remember
true,
you came
genuine.
Anyway. He didn't remember like some people came.
Only
I should have said
three people.
He was taking selfies with everybody. He was,
oh, God.
It
really?
Was so I could, haven't seen I, him like so that since Amsterdam.
Patch the gaps together.
Selfies in the brothel?
Avram wasn't with us the whole trip.
No doctor.
All right, listen, we should probably end this podcast. Yeah. Because it's going real late. It's a long one today. Again, that's 2 weeks in a row. I actually think it's been pretty good podcasts. Right, like yeah, relatively intelligent.
You shouldn't judge yourself, you know?
Today was good. Yeah. Last week I was falling asleep because it was all dark in here. Today I had a
it
coffee,
was.
You know,
so
energy.
I told you I'd save it after dropping the ball and not finding the word to describe surprise.
Oh, good.
How was the how was the piss, by the way?
It was amazing.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, it was great.
Excellent.
All right, hope you enjoyed that. We'll be back. I'm back on Monday, I think, with J-Mo for the Better Podcast. And then we're back on Thursday once again for this one, Champions League week coming up and Europa League week coming up. So
I'm going to be in New York next week.
Doing what? Watching one of your teams?
Celebrating my birthday, yes. Going to watch one of my teams. Going to do the Monday Nighter, Giants and Colts. See the Rangers in the Wings. And squeeze in a couple of Broadway plays with the missus.
Nice. So that's a balance. Listen, I'll come and see your art stuff, and you got to watch some sports with me.
Yeah, I actually enjoy the art stuff.
How's the cohabitation, buddy?
Amazing.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm loving it.
I'm
looking forward to it,
you
man.
Should,
I'm
buddy.
Going up to 2 months until I'm 2 months till my life's
so,
over.
So you're such naive bastards.
Yeah. It's no. I can't compare. Every situation is different, but
you've already set me up for
it's much harder, Sharon. I find, to bring a girl back. Much more difficult. Explain that one to the missus.
Oh, that's tough.
Anyway,
I'll bring you back one of those half and half cookies from New York.
I'm going there myself in a few weeks' time.
I'm in Chicago in a couple weeks.
Oh,
no one cares about any of this stuff right now.
No, they don't.
This is just us catching up because we don't see
each other. Yeah.
Of course,
Notre Dame.
That's going to be amazing.
Yeah, Blackhawk Star.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, the idea we had of having like a podcast on the road at a bar, it's taken no further steps.
Oh, okay, good.
It's a great idea, but I'm an ideas guy.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with my birthday celebration, though. That has nothing to do with
it. No. All right, that's the podcast, and we'll speak to you next week. Bye.